Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. Oh, my goodness. I am so glad that you could join us. I am super, super excited. I am not kidding. I have goosebumps under my jacket. This happens often, but now they're poking through this time. I am excited because the amazing woman that we are going to be talking to tonight, well, that's why. She's amazing. Amazing, unbelievable what she is doing, and I can't wait till you hear her story. It's very compelling, and she's doing a lot and making a big impact on the world for herself and for others. She's serving others, and you're going to love her. She's got this infectious smile, this infectious attitude, this infectious personality. And yeah, Brian needs to stop talking so we can get Mrs. Infectious on the program, on in front of the camera. The Mind Body Business Show, real quick, just a recap of what is that. It's about the three pillars of what I call success. In my now 54 years on this planet, I began focusing on very successful people and intently and finding out what is it that makes them successful. And what I found were three patterns, and one was mind, in other words, mindset. Have a positive, empowering, from the subconscious level mindset. And then there's body. And that's exactly what it sounds like. It's about your body, about putting in the proper nutrition, about getting in exercise. Again, these are patterns of the very high successful people, just like the one you're going to meet in just a moment. And then there's business. Business is multifaceted, and there are a lot of skill sets that one must acquire to become successful. Things like marketing, sales, team building, scaling, you name it, managing the business. When you combine all three of these, and if you're operating at a high level in each one, and you've mastered all three of these areas, then you're operating at what I call a peak level of performance. Hence the name of the company, Reach Your Peak LLC. That is enough about that. When it comes to success in business, one of the things I always like to open with is the importance of reading books. And there's a story that goes behind this. You're going to have a resource where you can go check that story out. I'm not going to tell it here. I know, I feel like I just left you hanging. But the beautiful thing is, I learned quite some time ago the importance of reading, and from a very prominent individual, and I decided to ignore him. And later, thankfully, much later, was re-reminded of this by another mentor of mine, and he said, he didn't do it by saying so much. He did it by acting. I saw him reading all the time. So what I want to do is quickly segue into a short segment I like to call Bookmarks.
Bookmarks. Born to read. Bookmarks. Ready. Steady. Read. Bookmarks. Brought to you by ReachYourPeakLibrary.com.
Yes, there you see it. That's ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. And for those of you that are watching or even listening right now, stay with us. The key is stay with us right here, watching or listening. In other words, when you hear a resource, a website address, write it down. Take notes and then visit it later. Because as they say, in the seminar industry, in the speaking industry, and in classrooms, it happens in the room. If you leave and if you take your attention and you go elsewhere, then you might miss the most important tidbit you just don't know of your life. You don't know. So just trust me. Stay with us. Write notes. Get out your pad and paper. I'm going to be writing notes myself and throughout the show. I always do every single time. Write notes. So ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. That was just a kind of a philanthropic site that I put together, if you will. That site I built literally for you, the viewer, the listener, because there are many books to choose from when it comes to becoming successful in business and in life. And so I went through and listened. I listened through Audible. That's my chosen method, to many, many books once I finally woke up and realized this is a very important thing I should be doing. And there you see a long laundry list of books that I personally read and I personally vet. And that just means that those had a profound impact on me. It may not have been the entire book. It could have been one paragraph. But profound enough for me to remember to say that goes onto my library wall, if you will. That's for you. ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. If you're not reading, go there. Pick the first one that jumps out. Look at the description. It could be the cover. It doesn't matter. Just start reading. If you already are reading, find one you haven't read yet. Odds are there will be one there or more. So there's about 40 there, and I'm way behind on that. But I love to talk about reading because it truly has profoundly impacted my life since I started doing it on a regular basis. And the really awesome thing is most of my guests, well, not most, maybe half, are themselves authors. And our guest that's coming up right now is no exception to that. So what do you say we bring her on, well, right now? Here we go.
It's time for the Guest Expert Spotlight. Savvy, skillful, professional, adept, trained, big league, qualified.
And there she is, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Angela Marshall. Woohoo! How are you doing, Angela?
Hi, Brian. I am doing amazing. How are you? Ooh. And hello to your Reach Your Peak Mind Body Business Show audience. Ooh. That was a mouthful.
Yes. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. And for those of you watching and listening, interact, ask questions, type them in the comments. You might be on Facebook. We're streaming live right now to 9 different platforms simultaneously. It could be Facebook. It could be Periscope. There's LinkedIn's coming soon. I'm excited about that. We're not there on it at this moment. There's Twitch. It just goes on and on. Wherever you're at, go ahead and comment. We will see it. And if time permits, we'll give you a shout out on the show. That's how we roll here. We like to give people exposure where it's warranted. And look, Angela Marshall, my goodness, this woman is so amazing. I can't wait to formally introduce her to you. In fact, I'm going to do that I have to do one thing first. Got to take care of bookkeeping, and that is stay on to the end, because I want you, the listener, the viewer, to have the opportunity to win a 5-night stay at a 5-star luxury resort in Mexico. And I kid you not, this is a high quality. I love the dancing back there. This is a high quality trip, vacation stay. It is not something where you go and you get hit with a timeshare pitch or anything like that. It's 100% your vacation stay. So stay on to the end to learn how you can enter to win. We go out a trip every single show. So come back and watch. If you don't win tonight, it may be next week, the next one that comes up. All right, let's go. Angela Marshall, she is also known as Author Stone, and she is an Augusta, Georgia native, entrepreneur, and positive words powerhouse that utilizes her personal life experiences of struggle, strength, and success to captivate audiences and readers abroad. Author Stone is a motivational presenter. I love this about her. I love speaking from stage. Published best-selling author, columnist, ex-NFL wife, and creative writing consultant. Having struggled through a lavish but sorely lacking lifestyle as a former NFL wife, that chapter in her life, that proved pivotal to her. It became pivotal to her nickname, which is now Wise Words Woman. It also produced a transparency in her inspiring, inquiring minds, wanting to know about the autobiography, Reality to Rags to Riches. That's pretty cool. I've always heard Rags to Riches. It's Reality to Rags to Riches. The story and life of an ex-NFL wife. And it rhymes to boot. This is a good flowing title already. Angela has been featured on the world's most influential platforms. At long last, we get to hear Angela Marshall herself. How are you doing this evening, Angela? And thank you, thank you, thank you so much for coming on the show.
I am doing well, and thank you for having me and the opportunity to share and just impart and prayerfully and hopefully impact with your viewers and your followers. Thank you again.
Oh, my pleasure. Oh, my goodness. It's all mine. This is amazing. I think it would be best, if you're okay with this, is open up with your story, you know, how you got here. I'm sure you've probably told it maybe once or twice from stage, just being a little funny there. But truly, it's very intriguing. And I know that once people see and hear about ex-NFL wife, oh, lots of questions come up, right? As I'm sure that's happened. So would you mind telling us, you know, how, what your progression was? Start from wherever you feel is pertinent. I know you've done this before. And let our listeners know the essence of you and how you got to where you are now, if that would be all right.
Absolutely. I am Angela Marshall, the story and life of an ex-NFL wife. And I started this platform about 2 years ago. And it all started from just a conversation, one final conversation that I had with my mom, who was diagnosed with cervical cancer, who eventually died in 2013. And, you know, she just talked to me about telling my story. She knew that I was, you know, pretty good writer, and I had been journaling about my life for so long, because people would come up to me, or if they knew or had heard that I used to be married to an NFL player, you know, they were assessing what they thought my life was like or what they thought that it should be like. And so I would go home and I would journal about it, because, you know, sometimes you just get a little tired of trying to correct people, or, you know, telling them a story that most would not believe anyway. So I just set out on this journey really to just tell my story in life of an ex-NFL wife. And with that being said, yes, you're right that most people do hear about rags to riches. But since I'm a creative thinker and I'm also very unique and rare, I added reality, because for me, that's an important piece, the reality of who I was, you know, where I was, and then what I've become now. So it kind of ties in, the reality piece kind of ties in with the rags to riches. And then it flows into the story and life of an ex-NFL wife. So I just basically started this platform to tell my story so that I could help other people, you know, just to understand my my journey of difference, of diversity and determination.
My goodness, there are some great teaching moments here. Angela, when you were talking, that came out that I love to segue into, you know, just to alert the audience to these things so that they recognize the different traits of successful people like yourself. And that one thing that jumped out, there were several, but one that I like to call out was you saying that you are unique and rare about yourself. And I think that's important that people recognize and embrace that kind of approach in their own life, because we are too often our own worst enemies, always kicking ourselves in the butt instead of really lifting ourselves up. Who loves you more than you? Nobody. And why are we the ones that are always that self-talk, you know, hammering and knocking ourselves down? I love that you did that, because that just shows everyone out there, this is one of the qualities of success. So get comfortable with it, own it. The more you do it, the easier it comes. You could see when Angela did it, her face was glowing. Her smile was big. She owns that. And that's why she's so successful. One reason, there's many. She's working very hard. It's not super simple, everything that we do. And then I just wanted to really quickly say, I'm sorry about your mom. I lost mine in 2009 to breast cancer, so I can totally relate. Well, let's move on to the positive stuff of this show. And now that we have actual sound, we're going to really have some fun. So one thing I like to ask, Angela, and I like to ask this of most guests that come on, because I'm curious, and if I'm curious, odds are that the viewers are as well. And it's more about, you know, so the bio was fantastic. We know about you on the surface. But underneath the surface, like when you get out of bed, when your feet hit the floor, if you're like me, you know, you're groggy. You're just waiting for the cobwebs to kind of clear, and then they're starting to clear, and then you're starting to think about, okay, what's coming up on the day, and then there's that drive factor, that motivation factor that hits successful people like you. What is that for you? What motivates you when you get up in the morning, you're groggy, and you start coming to? What are those things that come to your mind that say, I've got this, and I'm going for another day. This is going to be amazing.
The first thing I do is I think about my family. I think about, you know, just my grandsons, my children, my close friends. I think about everyone that is a supporter and encourager for me, that I do not and I will not allow any seed that they've planted into my life. I want it to bloom and I want it to blossom. So I'm like pushing forward because I'm like, oh, let me get the sleep out of my eyes. And, you know, I may be a little under the weather, or sometimes, you know, I just am in a mood to where I just don't feel as motivated or as driven. But looking at them, I have their pictures everywhere. It automatically reminds me of who I am, what I am, and then why I do what I do, which is very important. And then the second thing, which is equally as important that I do, is I sleep, and I know I probably shouldn't be telling this, but oh well, this is the Brian Kelly, the Mind Body Business show with Brian Kelly, so I'm going to tell it. I sleep with my laptop, and so I will reach over, and I automatically have YouTube pulled up, and I will play whatever motivational video comes up, whether it's Les Brown or Tom Bilyeu, whomever is in the queue at that time, and then I just kind of set my mind for that day.
That is amazing. I was writing notes, you're the first person I've heard that not just slept with a laptop or had it in bed next to him so they could crack it open, but that played inspirational videos so you could hear it. That's phenomenal.
The first thing.
So another habit of successful people to the audience that is watching, listening right now. Already, we've barely scratched the surface of this amazing woman. I mean, think about this, everyone that's listening, an ex-NFL wife. So all the spotlight's on her husband during that time, I would imagine. And she's kind of an afterthought during that time. And that's a lot to overcome for many people, I would think. I could imagine how that would weigh on one's own, you know, psyche, ego, everything that goes with it. And the thing that, I mean, look at you. Look at Angela. She's just a ball of energy, of light, amazing, has really built a life for herself and is speaking three times a week. I mean, how many out there can say they speak anywhere 3 days a week? That's phenomenal. I love speaking from stage, and she's getting these gigs, being called to gigs, and that's because she has a message to help serve others. And if you wouldn't mind, could you touch on what the message does and what the impact that you've seen and noticed with audience members? Maybe they come up and comment to you later, now that you've done so many of them. I'm curious just to know how that goes and what your message truly is.
Absolutely. So the feedback that I'm getting, which I have actually put into a model, is they are motivated, they are illuminated, they are celebrated, and most importantly, they are liberated. Because that is my goal, is to help free people. You know, like, I really want people to embrace their power, their position, their purpose, their potential, their perspective, their progress, their, you know, productivity, like everything, all the P's, embrace it. But, you know, basically people come up to me and they say, I, you know, had no idea that as a former NFL wife, these are some of the things that you went through, because these are things that I'm going through. So that makes you just like me. And I say, of course, because I'm a person and I'm human, just like that celebrity or that person in, you know, a position of power that you're idolizing. They are a person as well. They are human. They go through different things. It's just that some of our skill sets we are stronger in. But then we have weaknesses as well. So from my, you know, from the feedback that I'm receiving, most people are motivated, they're illuminated, they're celebrated, they feel celebrated, because I do celebrate people in my audience. Or, you know, if I'm speaking to a bunch of youth and we're interacting and we're having fun with different programs that I, you know, have created to also impact the youth around the CSRA and abroad. And they feel liberated. They're freer after I speak. My message is not definitely is not just one of hope, but it's definitely one that is helpful. And it's one that, you know, is if you leave an event that I've spoken at and you don't have anything, you can't take away anything. I don't know. Maybe you went in with a with a different mindset, or maybe you have, like, you know, a little bit more challenges than what my words can help with at that time, because I'm as transparent as they come. I've had questions asked of me from here to there about that NFL lifestyle, about myself, about my ex-husband, and I'm just very, very free and forward. And in order for me to do that, I actually had to just take a hard look at myself, my life. And then, you know, I had to stop blaming the, you know, status quo of, okay, well, yeah, I was in his shadow for some time, but at any given moment, I probably could have shined my light. I just chose not to. And that is another, in my opinion, that is another, you know, overcomer that most successful people have incorporated into their lives, because, you know, you recognize what's wrong with you, and then you just go full speed ahead by any means, by all means necessary, to make those changes so that you can grow and you can glow and you can sow.
Love it. Oh, yes. Full speed ahead. There's no other speed other than the only time you're stopped is when you're sleeping. There's no time to stop. And that, I'm motivated. I feel motivated, illuminated, celebrated, and liberated. And for me personally, the most powerful, they're all equally powerful. The one that jumps off the page to me is liberated. You know, it's a release. It's a freedom of, you know, once you combine everything together, now you're free to illuminate and motivate and celebrate even more. I love that. That is a cool moniker there, the four. And if there ever is a person that attends something that you're speaking that didn't get anything out of it, they were asleep. We'll just get that out of the way. That's ridiculous. I doubt that ever happened. And I can't imagine. They just, like you said, they don't happen. No right. way. I can tell already. You've been doing this for a few years now. Is that true?
Yes, that is correct. 3 years.
And so just like everyone else who's successful, you've done this completely, utterly, totally by yourself with no help whatsoever, correct?
No, that is not correct for me. I have an amazing team. I have an amazing set of supporters. And if it were not for people like you, so I'm going to toot your horn there, you know, allow me to bring my platform on, allow me to speak, there would be no story in life of an ex-NFL wife. So I always get a little leery about people that do this self-proclaimed, what is it, self-made? Because even with that, that's kind of, I don't know, a little irony or something. I'm not sure the word that I'm looking for, but you have to have, there is someone or something that is helping you to get to where you are, to be who you are, and to do what you're doing. So I believe in my circle, and I always say that I'm so happy that I have these links and not kinks. And yeah, you got to be careful with that now, because some people are links and then others are kinks. They try to trip you up and hold you up. But I have an amazing circle. And ever since I started out on this journey, it's been, if anything has happened negatively, it's mostly just from people who don't understand what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, or they don't want to understand it, or they're jealous. I mean, let's just, you know, put it for how it is, because the lifestyle that I lived, it is one that, you know, a lot of people won't get the opportunity. And I'm not saying that they do, like everybody wants that lifestyle. But to me, in this walk, there have been quite a few that I think would probably give their unborn children for it and probably take some blood samples, which I will say it is an amazing lifestyle. The NFL gave exposure to my children, myself, that we would not have, you know, otherwise we would not have been privy to, or we would not have had the privilege to, you know, to enjoy. But, you know, there were other, I guess, you know, just things that me and my ex just had to deal with growing, because we were young. You know, sometimes you're thrust into a particular lifestyle and you're still trying to mature. You're still trying to find your way and find your purpose and figure out your journey in life. And then that creates, you know, that creates a different, you know, kind of a different situation. But ultimately, the NFL lifestyle was amazing. It's just me. And I'm just going to jump in there with that mindset, because my mindset was not where it needed to be at that particular time. And that's why I did not enjoy it as much as I could have or should have. But if I could go back in this mindset now, with this body now, with the business mindset that I have, it would be phenomenal.
Well, I think it is phenomenal the way it is right now, too. That's great. And one of the things, you mentioned, I think it was right before we went on the show, was you actually have people helping you, like mentors or coaches for speaking, yes. Right?
And oh my gosh. Look, when I tell you, I had no idea. I just thought people got up, they spoke, but it's a lot that goes into that, especially if you want to be a professional with it. And I wanted to be a professional. Now, I didn't want to be like, I don't want to tweak my words and articulate like an Oprah or like, you know, Young or anyone like that. I want to be Angela. However, you know, you do. If you want to be the best, they always say that you have to sit at the feet, so to speak, of the subject matter experts. And once I did that, I will say this. When I took on my two mentors and they were training me how to speak, how to relate, how to watch, you know, for certain things in the audience and whatnot, my speaking requests and, you know, engagements, it doubled.
All because you accepted help, right?
That was going to be, if you had asked me what is the biggest thing I've learned along this entrepreneurship way, it would have been do not be afraid. Two things. Do not be afraid to ask for help and then give help. You know, share knowledge. I don't understand people that are entrepreneurs or you're an expert or something. And then you have like this green eyed monster to where you don't want to, you know, help me to get to where you are because you're thinking I'm going to, you know, maybe shine a little brighter or whatnot. I mean, I've seen both sides of it. I've had that happen to me where people have been really, really helpful and just overly accommodating. And then I've seen the other half where, you know, people, they talk to you, they take the initial conversation, then you don't hear from them. They're like, call me in 2 weeks or send me an email or schedule an appointment or this or that. And you don't hear anything else from them. And I'm not saying that like everyone like is jealous, but I do think that there's this little thing called competition, and where I think competition can be a good thing in a positive purpose way. But, you know, when it comes to if there's another author and she or he wants to speak or they have a story to tell and they want to be a part of my tour or ask me to be a part of their tour, I welcome that. I welcome being a connection as opposed to being, you know, in competition. But it just more times than not, unfortunately, it does not happen.
Yeah, things seem to work so much better when we're in a mindset of collaboration versus competition. And I love that you brought that up because, you know, it also comes down to us individually of who we are allowing to spend time in our life. If they are just going to try to drag us down for whatever reason they may have, then they really, it's our job to fire them as friends or colleagues or whatever they are. And not in a mean way, but just say, you know, you either with me or you're without me. You're not helping the cause. I have many people to serve. You know, if you change later, come on back. Just this past week, I was in Arizona for a little while in Phoenix and met up with some friends of mine, entrepreneurs, and they were doing just what you were saying. I mean, we just naturally started talking about what we're doing. Hey, what are you up to these days, right? And the second I said one thing, one of them jumped up onto the whiteboard and laid out this incredible, like they call it a sales funnel, that helped me immensely. Right. And he didn't ask for money. And that's the kind of people you want to be with, and that's the kind of people you want to be yourself, just like you are, Angela. How fulfilling life is when you help others, I think. It's just, and there's no need for the competition. You can do things together. It's okay. There's more. If they take one client that could have been yours, guess what? There's another one and another
there's
one.
There's like a ton more.
Yes, exactly. Thank
there's
you.
There's a ton more.
Yeah, so that would, you know, come along the line of a scarcity mindset. If one is like worried about, you know, competition, well, that's mm-hmm. scarcity because there's more. There's plenty to go around. It's what we put in our mind that we perceive to be reality that truly isn't most of the time.
Right.
So we talked a little bit about we've talked business. We talked about your transformation from ex-NFL wife to super speaker from stage. That's getting gigs all over the place. I love this. And so we talked about building business, talked a little bit about mindset. You brought that up. And then this kind of could go down the path of sports, but I don't want it to. I want it to go to just you, Angela, about physical fitness and what role it plays in your life. Why is it important to you? What have you noticed when you concentrate on staying physically fit? Just three questions in one, that's all.
I know. And then I'm like, oh, okay, let me see what I answer first. Okay. Well, I will say this. Physical fitness to me is very, is high on the scale with the mind and spirit. Like, I want to make sure that I am a good steward of all three of those things, because those are the three things that are going, that will catapult me to be successful in every area of my life, not just my professional, you know, my profession or my career. I, you know, personally believe that physical fitness, one, you're going to feel better. So that's a no-brainer. And then two, it's like, I think people do pay attention to you a little more when you are about your physical fitness. You know, when you're maintaining your body, or you're trying to maintain your body, because by no stretch of the imagination am I saying I am like Serena Williams or Queen, you know, whoever that has this amazing physical fitness regimen. That's not it. But I do pride myself in making sure that I get workouts in, you know, at least 5 per week. And mainly it's just for, if I can be really, really honest, it's for mental stress. But fortunate for me, because I'm working on the body and it's already, you know, like helping my, helping me mentally as well, it's kind of like a double bonus, I guess, if you would. So being physically fit, I think that when you take care of your core, you take care of your body, just as equally important as you take care of your mind, it's like, you know, you can't help but be successful.
I couldn't agree more. You know, the mind and body, I like to say, are a team. And more importantly, they're your team. And if either of the two of that team are not at a peak level performance, what happens to the team as a whole, i.e. you? It's not operating at that peak level, and it's very obvious. So I appreciate you bringing that up. And then, you know, mental stress, there's so many benefits of just moving. A lot of people think they need to do a 2-hour, you know, horrible CrossFit, sweat, die, pain, hurt, can't walk home, can't drive home, everything's stiff. No, you just need to move on a regular basis, start slow, and work your way up. Get a personal trainer, yes, another helper, a coach, if that will help you with the accountability factor, because that's always the main reason that people yep. fall off, is they're not accountable to anyone else. So many great things about fitness, physical fitness. Again, that's body and mind, body business, the Mind Body Business Show. So it's perfect. And you said it, mind, body, and spirit, right? And that makes total sense to have all three. And I kind of combine mind and spirit together, but yeah, it kind of, they're all part of each other, really.
That's right.
They kind of permeate it through each other.
That's right. You get the mind and the body, and then, you know, it helps you to sustain the business, because you're feeling good. You're feeling great mentally, your body, physically, fitness wise, you know, you're feeling amazing. So it's like, you know, I can take on the world like I'm a tiger.
And you're right. That's exactly. You feel fantastic. You get up with energy. And if you don't, you're lethargic. And yes. Guess how much better you're, you know, are you going to do anything better in business that day? No. Being an entrepreneur, is it easy, Angela?
Now, I'm sure every time you've asked that question, most people, probably about 98%, have said, no, it is not easy. It is not easy, but it is so fulfilling and satisfying. I will say that. It is something that has helped me to face myself. Oh my gosh. And I needed that. I needed that in order to grow and in order to evolve into the woman that I am. And not just, even if I didn't have the story in life of an ex-NFL wife, I needed to grow. And I think we all need, you know, some form of evolution. So no, it has not been an easy journey. It's still not an easy journey. I mean, I have days, I have minutes, I have moments where, you know, I'm like, oh, why did I walk this path? Why do I have these shoes on? Why do I feel like I'm walking the Green Mile? But when I go back and review everything as far as like how far I've come, you know, when I first started this journey to where I'm at now, and then I also look at where I'm headed, is, you know, if I had to do it all over again, and I don't care how many times I have to get in the ring, I don't care how many times I have to climb that mountain, or, you know, kind of do the mud dance through the valleys and whatever, I would do it, you know, all over again, probably a little differently since I'm wiser, but definitely I wouldn't trade it for the world. It gives me a sense of freedom. It gives me a sense of just being different, you know, in my thinking, and just being able to have, I guess, let me see, how can I term it? Have what I need for my family and for my friends. And, you know, that's an amazing part. Like people, to me, people that have a 9-to-5, so to speak, or where they're kind of stuck on somebody else's time, you know, sometimes you don't get that freedom to be able to control your time. And if I had to say anything about being an entrepreneur, even though sometimes the cash is a little different, the salary is a little up and down from week to week or month to month, but just the freedom with my time, which to me is priceless because that's the only thing I can't get back. Yeah, I can make more money, or if, you know, if I truly wanted to increase my sales or be a go-getter that week, I could do that. You know, sometimes I probably just get a little lazy on the scene, but the answer is no. Being an entrepreneur is not easy, but it is the most rewarding, especially when you are in a place to where you know what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Mm. That was beautiful. I got writer's cramp on that one. Thank you. Yes. Yes. And the other, you said freedom. That's liberation. We talked about that earlier. And I noticed that, you know, so here's the thing. Every entrepreneur that I personally know, and those that I've interviewed on here that I didn't previously know, I'm getting to know Angela now. I didn't know her prior. Didn't really need to spend much time. It was like the first 5 seconds that I like her. She's a good one. She's a keeper.
Oh, I'm a keeper. Will you please spread that?
All right. That's a different show. We'll do that tomorrow. Okay. And the time, what you said, though, the number one thing, so all of this, the money, the freedom, it all comes down to one thing and one thing only, and that is so you can have the time. Use the word time. Now you have choice what to do with your time. And that's where the it's like it comes back full circle again. It's like the other thing also, though, with entrepreneurship that I love so much is when you work for a corporate job, you're working to pad the line and to line the pockets of that corporation. And it depends on what their mission and purpose is. It could be something you're in alignment with, or you're just there to collect a paycheck because that's the only job you could get. When you're an entrepreneur, you're doing both. You're lining your pockets, but you're doing it while serving and helping others. And you're making an impact that you want to make, not what the other company is, what their mission and purpose. So it's that another form of liberation. It's just choice.
That's right.
Hey, my mic was on that time, huh? That's good.
All right. You did it. Yay.
We like to have fun. We keep it loose. And again, for all you watching on Facebook, Periscope, everywhere, go ahead, comment, like, love. Let us know you're out there. Let's get engagement going. Say hi to Angela. Ask a question if you want. If time permitting, we'll put it up on the air. And podcast, if you're listening to a podcast, this goes on 15 podcast platforms after the show's over. So if you're listening on iTunes, Spotify, iTunes is going away, by the way. It's being renamed. And iTunes itself is going away, different sidebar, and Google Play and all the other major podcast platforms. So thank you for listening to this recording. Appreciate you. And go ahead and give us a rating, a 5-star rating. Any 5-star rating would be just perfect. And a review would be awesome. But this show is about the one, the only, Angela Marshall. And one thing I'm always, this is another one of those curiosity questions, Angela, and that is, you know, I'm always curious, always, about how other entrepreneurs, how they do this thing called entrepreneurship, how do they get the word out, how do they get the branding done, how do they market themselves to become successful? And I get that marketing is multifaceted. There are many legs to it. But if you were to pick out one form of marketing that was the absolute most successful form of marketing for you in the past, it could have been in the beginning, could be recently. But if you could just pick out one, what would you tell the listeners that is a good place to go look, or that just worked for you and that you would share with us that is really successful for you?
So initially, one thing that was really good for me was doing the Facebook and IG boost. So I would make a post, and then it's actually very inexpensive, or it can be inexpensive. It just depends on your pockets. And so I would do these little posts with different inspirational quotes and sayings. I would take little excerpts from my book. I would do, you know, interact, do videos, and then I would boost it. And before I knew it, I had like almost 7,000 followers, and I had, you know, notifications coming in, like people are buying books. And then I had people going to my website because, you know, I also would list my website on there, and they were requesting me to speak, you know, just different things that was helpful initially. Now what I've done, if I stepped it up a little bit, and so I have a publicist, and she is well connected, you know, in that world. And so she helps me to get on different platforms and whatnot. So that's, you know, a different associated cost with that. But initially, I mean, you know, I did pretty much all of it myself. I did from IG to Facebook, and then of course LinkedIn. But the thing is that anything that you do marketing wise, you will need to be dedicated, and you will have to schedule it into your calendar, you know, meaning making the post, being able to let people know what you're doing and why you're doing it. Like, I do different facets for my business. I do, you know, like a personal post from time to time where I make myself more humanized. I'm human, but, you know, I make myself more humanized. So I'll like do something quirky or, you know, something funny or whatnot, or I may show my family from time to time, or I may get online and dance because, you know, I'm known for my dancing. And then I'll get on and I'll put my book up there, and then I'll tell people how they can get my book. I'll tell, you know, tell them different things that I'm doing, different events that I'll be a part of. And so I'm just very, very active when it comes to social media, when it comes to marketing, advertising for myself. And I just have, and then I have an amazing son. I will say that he helps me as well with my marketing, and my daughter. Oh my God, I'm sorry, I left out my daughter. So I actually have two children that help tremendously because they are like social media gurus, and they help to share and like and all of that. And then the third thing I will say is join different groups, you know, that are aligned with your business. And then on the days that they allow you to post, You post about your business, you post about your book, your, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to market and advertise. You get up, that's like free advertisement. Who wouldn't want to do that?
I think those are great suggestions for everyone listening. And it's interesting because that works. What you just said, it works. And there are some very prominent entrepreneurs out there that say, you don't need to do that. Just go this other route and pay for Facebook ads, which is can be daunting expense for many just starting out. Boosting posts, I haven't done that in a long time. You've got me thinking about, especially Instagram. Instagram has really picked up. When she said, oh, for you listening, she said Facebook and or FB and IG, that was Facebook and Instagram, just to make sure. Because I got it right away, and I thought, I wonder, okay, that's good. And the other thing is, just as you got help for coaching and mentoring in speaking and all that, I got help now. I have three apprentices at this very moment that are doing my social media campaigns for me with some guidance, but it's hands off. They're creating memes. I've uploaded a lot of pictures of myself that we've taken over trips. And I've had another apprentice extract quotes from these past shows that they found profound that were out of my mouth. And please research and make sure no one else said them. Don't put my name next to them if I was just, you know, parodying like a Les Brown or somebody. And then put them on a picture and create a graphic and then post it. Schedule them, like you said. Schedule. Yeah. Genius. All of it's the same. I mean, so yeah. So the point is to everyone watching, you can do this even if, you know, you don't need to do it by yourself. That's my point. I've got apprentices. You can get them right now for the equivalent of about $1 an hour. And they live in our hemisphere, like the U.S. and Canada, and they speak our language, and they're in your relative time zone, so it's different than a VA. But we'll go into that at some other time. For those of you interested, reach out and just give me a shout out and ask me, and I'll give you the info on that, because it's been talk about liberating, Angela. When you get help, isn't that awesome?
Yes, it is amazing. And it's so funny how we're all, usually women more so, I think, than men, but definitely we have this like S on our shirt and case for Superwoman. And we don't want to ask for help, because I don't know if it's a mindset of feeling like you're weak, or it's just like, let me just do it 1,000 times wrong and then I'll figure it out, as opposed to asking for help. But yes, I will say that once I, you know, started just going to people and saying, please, will you share this? Will you host a book signing for me? Or will you help do this? Or will you do that? I was pleasantly surprised. You know, yeah, you have a little naysayers, little crabs in a barrel from time to time when you go to certain ones, or certain ones that you think would help you and they don't. But, you know, like you mentioned earlier, and I can't remember if it was when you and I were just talking or once we got on, where more times than not, yeah, you have a ton of people at your disposal at any time that is willing to help you. So utilize the help, just ask for help, you know, and I'm not afraid to do that. Initially, I don't think it was so much as I was afraid as it was like, well, if I'm an entrepreneur and I'm trying to do this, you know, being an entrepreneur by myself, does that mean I, you know, can just chart this course on my own? But I bumped my heads enough time and I spent a whole lot of money down the drain doing things wrong. And I quickly learned how to say, ask for help.
That's good. And speaking of, you know, money down the drain and having issues, you know, a lot of people think it's all success, it's all easy. They're finding out, you know, they're finding out now that's not the case. And most of them know intuitively it's not. But one of the things I like to also find out is, you know, so thank you for revealing your wins on marketing and how you went about that. On the flip side, you know, we do have those times, many, when we don't succeed. There are little failures along the road that just get us that much closer to the next success. The best thing to do is to fail and fail often and fail fast, because the faster you do it, the quicker you'll get to the success point. So for you, pick out one or two failures that you would, I mean, I don't know, I don't like the word failure, but bump in the road, and what have you learned from them that helped you to propel yourself even farther into the success realm?
Well, I will say this. Well, one that was a little challenging for me mentally. When you're standing on the stage, or you have an opportunity to, I guess, you know, for someone to choose you out of a list of 3 or 4 or 100 people, and their credentials seem a little more impressive than yours, it was, you know, initially that was kind of, it was kind of scary or kind of intimidating, I guess, for me, because I would say, okay, you know, do they really want to hear about the story and life of an ex-NFL wife? Do they want to hear about my topics and my content as opposed to hearing Dr. So-and-so's or such and such? In which I am a, you know, definitely a supporter and an advocate for higher education, higher learning, 100%. But I guess because I didn't have some of those same credentials, I would kind of shrink in fear from time to time. And so for me, I felt if I didn't get selected to speak, or, you know, say the person did not return a message as far as like I was submitted for the, or approved for the podcast or the radio show, initially, that's what my mind would go to. It was like, okay, well, my credentials weren't quite strong enough. So from that standpoint, I felt, you know, like a failure, I guess, or felt like I was failing, until one of my mentors mentioned and said, listen, you know, you have an amazing testimony and an amazing story. Not only that, like, you have a lifestyle, not just from an NFL perspective, but even just other things in my life, being able to convert downs in life to wins, and make, how do you make positive plays every day, live vicariously through yourself. Like, these are things that I am, you know, definitely actively helping people with and giving them a different perspective of embracing the greatness that is within them. And so from that standpoint, I just looked at it and I was like, well, you know, that's not really failing. It's just that sometimes, just like when I was a kid in different pageants or different things, sometimes you win and then other times you know, you learn so that you make sure you get selected the next time.
Yeah, we can often undersell ourselves to ourselves, can't we?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And I was my worst critic. I was my hardest critic. And then the things that I was worried about, you know, I'm pretty sure. Now, that may have been the case with some of, you know, the organizations or some of the, you know, shows that I was submitting to, that we were trying to get interviews and stuff on. But more times than not, that's not it. It was in my mind. You know, it's what I made up about myself in my mind. And I just had to overcome it and say, I deserve to be on any stage, period. I don't care whether I have PhD behind my name, if I have Dr. Dr. period in front of my name, if I have just she, Mrs., Miss, you know, young lady, or whatever, you know, I believe that I deserve to be on that stage. And then I just, you know, I had to, like you mentioned earlier in the show, I had to go from selling myself short and not tooting my own horn from time to time, because, you know, you're brought up and it's like, well, don't boast and don't be, that's being cocky or that's being arrogant. But I think there's a fine line between that, because I'm very confident. I'm very sure about who I am. But then the other piece is that not only am I confident in myself, but then I help other people to become confident as well. So I think that's, you know, where you have to kind of draw the line. I tell people, I am going to always, and you can quote me on this, I'm going to always do two things. That's command the room, and I'm going to change the atmosphere. It's just in me. It's who I am, you know?
And I believe it. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, and credentials, I mean, how many times in the speaking industry, this is so perfect because, you know, you see doctor, PhD with all these, you know, ribbons and everything pinned on them, and they go up on stage. How many times have you seen one that's achieved a lot intellectually that puts the crowd to sleep through boredom? Yeah, and it happens. And so that's a big reason why, you know, you don't need no one, not you personally, but no one needs credentials or certificates or attaboys or attagirls to qualify to be on stage. If you can tell a story and you're captivating in doing so, then you're on. I mean, you don't even have to be an established business person in many cases. Depends on the venue and what it's about, but storytelling is more important than the content that you're delivering. It's amazing.
Right. Yep.
And I imagine you have some incredible stories that you could go on for a long time about. And you know, you have that interest. You have that great, I guess, call it hook about being an ex-NFL wife. I mean, instantly, the second we got on before the show, you know, I stepped on my tongue and said, hey, do you mind telling me the name of your ex-husband? And like, I knew I shouldn't ask that, but I did. I was curious.
That's right. Well, you know, it is a part of it. And and that is another marketing tool, because the name of my book is actually The Reality, The Rags to Riches. But I tagline story and life of an ex-NFL wife because of that, you know, because I'm like, people are going to walk past, or they're going to see reality, or they're going to see rags riches and be like, oh, that's another rags to riches story. She's saying more of the same. But when I put that little piece on there that made me a little different, you know, kind of boosted me up a little bit, brought me out front on the bookshelf, you know, then I began to see a little bit more traffic my way. So, you know, you got to use what you got to get what you want, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, leverage what you have, because, I mean, that's just genius marketing. I would imagine you could use this the rest of your career, and it will do you very well.
Yes, thank you.
Why not? And then all the things that add to it as you propel and say, now world-renowned international speaker and everything that goes with it, right?
Well, and then all the other frustrations and whatnot that I went through doing that lifestyle, it owes me. I'm just playing.
It made you stronger. It made you the person you are that's taken on the world and every stage in it. I love it.
Yes.
My goodness.
Leave no stage unturned.
I like it. You have some really cool sayings. I got to write. Okay, it's recorded. I'll get it later. We are almost out of time. I cannot believe this, Angela. There's one defining question I like to ask each of my guests, and I've done this for a while now. We're approaching 50 shows now, live TV shows, and I like to ask this question of each guest. And the interesting thing is it can take thought. Some of them go into deep thought for a little bit. Others, it's an instant retrieval. And it's like what I like to leave the show with, because it's really personal. And it helps get it back to who is Angela. And we close the show more that way. But before we get to that, I would be remiss. I almost forgot. We need to remind our viewers that are watching live how they can win that 5-night stay at a 5-star Mexican resort. I'm going to put it up on the screen right now. And here is what you do. You now have my permission to go and type in a URL. Or it might be easier to pick up your phone and text instead. But here are two ways. You can either go to your browser and type in themindbodybusinessshow.com/vacation. themindbodybusinessshow.com/vacation. Just enter your name, phone number. Name and phone number are there. And you'll be entered immediately. Or you can text the word PEAK, that's P-E-A-K, to the number 661-535-1624. Again, that's P-E-A-K to 661-535-1624. This whole vacation package is given to us and to you by our wonderful sponsors, and happens to be a great personal friend of mine who is the owner of PowerTexting.com. And that's Jason Ness. He's an amazing gentleman. So all this, PowerTexting.com, I use his service as well. It's an amazing service, so that's another great marketing tool. Just saying. All right, we're going to come back to the woman of the hour and get to that deep digging question that, you know, she you could tell she's a pro. There's not even a bead of sweat. She's not worried about it at all. And the cool thing is, though, Angela, actually there is no such thing as a wrong answer. It's impossible. And it's just the opposite, actually. The only correct answer is your answer, because it is a personal thing. And we're not going deep into a personal thing. It's just, it is what you define it to be. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Angela Marshall, how do you define success?
Success is my grandchildren, my children, my family, being able to leave a legacy of an amazing dash for them. Now, with that being said, that amazing legacy with that dash is everything that is good about Angela, everything that was bad about Angela, everything that was or that is, you know, that molds me, that frames me, that helps me to be the person that I am today. Just knowing that my life impacted or will impact theirs in a way where they will have lots of memories. They will have, you know, lots of quotes and sayings for them to, you know, maneuver through their life. That is the ultimate epitome of success for me.
And true to form, I didn't even say this earlier, but no two guests have ever said the same answer. And it's true even after yours. And another thing that's also I find extremely interesting is some will mention the word, but it's never the primary word. I don't think you even mentioned it. None of them define success as acquiring a certain amount of money. Your first big reason was legacy. I mean, you talked about grandchildren, children, family, all for the purpose of leaving a legacy. And so that just shows, you know, true to form who you are, Angela. And there is, I almost forgot that you also had a gift that you were looking to give to our viewers. And so I have your website up. And if you remember what that gift was, if not, I can help remember or remind
yes.
you.
Nope, but I know. The first two people to actually email me and they write in either the subject or the body part, if they say from stumbling blocks to stepping stones, they will receive an autographed book from me. And also, you know, you have to remember to put your mailing address, and I will get that book right on over to you.
All right. And that email address is authorstone. That's author, like the book writer, stone, like a stone's throw away, at inotherwordsbystone.com. So it's authorstone at inotherwordsbystone.com. And in the subject line, mention stumbling blocks to stepping stones. And two people will get autographed copies of this amazing new book. And I can't wait to get my own copy because I know it's going to be amazing, an amazing read. Like the person we're talking to right now is so amazing. Angela, thank you so very much. Just to give folks a way to reach out to you, what is the absolute best way for them to connect with you? If they want to reach out to you, is it Facebook, email? What's your favorite?
So equally, either Facebook or my email, through my website. You know, when you go to my website, it does give you the option where you can contact me. So any of those avenues come straight to me, but I am active on Facebook. So if they want to just, you know, send me a message, I'd be more than happy to respond, reply, and react accordingly.
And I just want to point out real quick to help viewers find you on Facebook, because they won't find you by Angela Marshall. They'll find you by Author Stone. Two words, Author Stone. Took me a while to find you.
That is correct. Well, and here's the other piece. When you go to my website, the little Facebook icon, it will send them there. Or and then also, I just recently found this out, that when you Google me, when you Google Angela Marshall, there's an actual link that comes up to my Facebook page. So that was pretty cool, too. I mean, I knew it would take you to, like, my website and some other you know, social media outlets, and then some other stories and all of that good stuff, all of that great stuff. But I didn't know that, you know, that it would actually take you to links. So I guess I must be getting pretty popular there, huh, Brian? Because I'm getting like Facebook links and everything.
Yes, that's part of getting the word out there, posting regularly, having a website, being on stage, having people talk about you, mention you. It all plays into this wonderful, the whole algorithm of getting you up closer on Google and having links show up for you. It's awesome. Just like you are awesome, Angela. Thank you so much once again for being on. I can't believe it's time to say goodbye to everybody. You know, I'm having separation anxiety already, but we have to do this.
I know it's very painful for me as well, because, you know, you get comfortable, especially when you have, and I'm going to toot your horn again, you have an amazing show host. And you have definitely been that, definitely an engaging and enlightening and entertaining one, might I add, and educating one. So definitely the Mind Body Business Show, you have my 3, 4, 5, 10,000 thumbs up. And I appreciate the opportunity to, you know, to be in front of you guys always. Thank you.
Thank you, Angela. And for everyone watching and listening, thank you as well. We appreciate you. We will be back next week for another phenomenal edition of the Mind Body Business Show. For the amazing Angela Marshall, this is Brian Kelly saying goodbye for now, and be blessed, everyone.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.